We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, folks. I'm Graham Kemlow, your host, and I want to really thank you for joining us today. My co-host is Helen Hayes, based up there in Sydney. She's a travel writer, travel editor, broadcaster. She's got the lot. Helen, welcome.
Oh, it's so good to be back, Graham.
Well, thank you for being there. Now, we have another interesting mix of stories for you tonight, but as we're on the eve of Australia's Anzac Day remembrance and wars do seem to be raging in some parts of the planet again, we're moving to dedicate some time in the second hour to reflect on the significance of this Anzac tradition. Meanwhile, Helen, what can our listeners expect to hear otherwise tonight?
Tonight we hear from our correspondent Anna Richards in Lyon, France, on the effects of the 2024 Paris Olympics on not only tourists but also everyday residents, as prices leap to what Anna describes as eye-watering levels in anticipation of the event, which not only happens in Paris but in other major cities around France. Carolyn Jasinski tells us about her recent cruise experience as a member of the Oceania crew, an enrichment speaker, and a new itinerary for her taking in the British Virgin Islands, the Caribbean, and the Spanish islands of Gran Canaria and Tenerife. And our New York correspondent Bridget Leslie has an interview with Lara Gilmore, wife of the renowned 3-Michelin-star chef Massimo Bottura of Osteria Francescana, based in Modena, Italy. It has twice been ranked number one on the world's 50 best restaurants.
Sounds pretty good. Also featuring tonight, we talk about the Anzac spirit that not only plays out at the dawn service around Australia tomorrow morning, but the march of returned servicemen and women, and increasingly their descendants, in various services of remembrance. But also on the sporting field, with a traditional battle of Aussie rules between rivals Collingwood and Essendon at the MCG. We'll repeat a tribute to Z Special Forces soldier Brian Walpole, whom I had the privilege of spending some time with in Sarawak, that Malaysian part of the island of Borneo. Brian wrote a book about his wartime experiences there in the 1940s. It was titled My War. It was a great read, a fabulous story. He wrote it with journalist David Lavelle, and Brian worked with the C-Dyaks, whom he single-handedly had to lead to liberate the Rajang Valley in Sarawak of the Japanese. We're going to take the time to play some meaningful music, especially Eric Bogle's poignant song about Anzac Day. It's titled, and the band played Waltzing Matilda. That was inspired by him watching an Anzac Day parade of World War I soldiers.
That's all coming up on this episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne, and stories are also available as podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and your favourite streaming platform.